Elvis Presley here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. This is John Troy, and you're listening to the second hour of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. And the theme for this hour is songs, well, how should I put this, by Elvis Presley compared to the original versions. So these are all songs that Elvis covered. And I'm going to play Elvis's version, and then I'm going to play the one that he listened to and then covered, and it'll give us all a chance to, you know, compare, you know. But that's so judgmental. Well, that's what a thinking person does. You make judgments all the time. That's the way that goes. Too bad. All right, so that song was Hound Dog, if you didn't know, if you grew up in a cave, and it's a 12-bar blues. It was a song by Lieber and Stoller. It was recorded by, originally in 1952, by Big Mama Thornton. Now, that was the version you just heard was 1956, and Big Mama Thornton's version was the original. It came out in 1953, see. And Hound Dog was Thornton's only hit record. It spent 14 weeks in the R&B charts. And is listed as one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And it got a Grammy. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, this song was. Now, Lieber, one of the writers, regarded the original recording by the 350-pound blues belter Big Mama as his favorite version. And Stoller said, the other writer said, if I had to name my favorite recordings, I'd say they're Big Mama Thornton's Hound Dog and Peggy Lee's Is That All There Is? So, we just heard Elvis do Hound Dog. Let's listen to the original version by Big Mama Thornton, her version of Hound Dog, here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Through that, yeah, she does.
Big Bama Thornton doing Hound Dog here on KX93.5, the Gunas Only FM. That was some dirty, greasy stuff, wasn't it? Yeah, man. Yeah, it's nice. Next song is I Got a Woman. Now, that was originally, it was originally titled I've Got a Woman, and it was recorded, written by Ray Charles, and came out in 1954. The song builds on It Must Be Jesus by the Southern Tones, which Ray Charles was listening to on the radio while on the road with his band in the summer of 1954. He and a member of his band, trumpeter Reynold Richard, penned this song. It was built on a gospel frenetic pace with secular lyrics and a jazz-inspired rhythm and blues background. And it would be one of the prototypes, which would be later become termed as soul music, especially after Charles released What I Say nearly 5 years later. So that came out in 54, and 2 years later, Elvis Presley recorded it. He listened to it, he liked it, and he did his version. So we're going to listen to Elvis's version first, and then the original. Here's Elvis Presley doing I Got a Woman here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Well, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, yeah, she's getting on what I'm in need. Yeah, she's the kind of friend that me. I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. She says her loving early in the morning just for me. There's a love early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says love just for me. Yeah, you know she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. There to love me both day and night. No grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place right there. I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. But don't you know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. I got a woman.
Elvis Presley doing I Got a Woman here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I like that ending. It just stopped, whack. And then, yeah. Isn't that cool? That is cool, I got to say. Well, let's go back 2 years earlier. That was 56. Let's go back to 1954 and hear the guy who wrote it sing it. Here's Ray Charles do I've Got a Woman here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. a woman way over town that's good to me. Night never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right, never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, see, I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah.
Ray Charles here on KX93.5, the Goodness Only FM, doing his song, I Got a Woman. We are listening. We are doing, we are A-B-ing. We are toggling between. We are juxtaposing. We are listening to back-to-back versions of same songs, first by Elvis Presley, who covered the song, and then by the original artist. Now, we just heard I've Got a Woman. Did you, was there one you preferred? And why? Did one groove you more than the other? The next song is Too Much Monkey Business by Chuck Berry. And he wrote it in 1956. He put it out in 1956. Elvis didn't do it until 1969. So about 13 years later, Elvis has got a pretty cool guitar part, I got to say. Pretty good groove. And it's my favorite cover so far in the show, listening to it. I like he does a lot of that. He does a lot of classic Elvis-y stuff, that that stuff. And through the solo, he's going, hum, 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 hum. He's doing that thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Elvis, you go, man. No one can do that but you. So why am I doing it? I don't know. It also occurred to me that it would be so cool to have Elvis Presley cover your song. Way to go, Chuck Berry. Elvis Presley covered your song, man. Here's Elvis Presley doing his 1969 version of Too Much Monkey Business here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, settle down and get a home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay phone, something wrong, dime gone, will mail order, sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. I've been to Vietnam, been a fighting in the war. Army bark, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
working in the filling station. Too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home and settle down and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business.
Elvis. Yeah, baby. Elvis Presley on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM doing Too Much Monkey Business. Well, that was 1969. Let's go back to 1956 and listen to the guy who wrote the song and performed it. This is Chuck Berry singing Too Much Monkey Business here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
To and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Something wrong, dime gone, will mail, or the suitor operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army child, army clothes, army car. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be. Too much monkey business for me.
Yeah, I don't want your botheration, says Chuck Berry on doing Too Much Monkey Business here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and the name of this show is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I will hold all my grooves up against whatever. Anyway, so this next song, this is interesting. To me, Elvis was listening. Obviously, we can figure out by now that Elvis was listening to black musicians. He was listening to black music and he was covering it and he was succeeding with it. And so he was, it was sort of a double-edged kind of thing because he was sort of getting all the glory because he was getting onto the pop charts and he was making the big money with these songs. and getting the big, getting a lot of celebrity and everything. And the guys who were still back in the R&B charts doing race music, so-called, and trying to cross over, they're going, wait a second, that's my song. I wrote that song. And now this white boy, he's out there killing with my stuff. And so there's that side of it. But the other thing is that he did, people did come around to get to understand that Elvis got, that this was black music, and people started, you know, as the years went by, as time went by, they started going, well, let's go listen to where Elvis got this from. And so there was sort of a later on kind of, he sort of broke down the door. Yeah, he got a lot out of it for himself, but he sort of broke down the door, or got it cracked open in his way, for black music to get across. He recognized it for what it was. Great. And now person that he loved to do, Richard Penniman, otherwise known as Little Richard. Obviously, Elvis Presley loved Little Richard. And Little Richard, I've seen interviews with him, and he was going, hey, that was me, man. And I can see why Little Richard got bugged, because he kept doing songs, and Elvis would turn around and do them, like, right away. Tutti Frutti came out in 1956, and like 2 months later, Elvis, Little Richard did it, and about 2 months later, Elvis did it. So let's listen to Elvis do Tutti Frutti here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Wop, bop, a loo, wop, lop, bam, boom, Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy, Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy, Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy, Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy, Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy. Wop, bop, a loo, wop, lop, bam, boom, I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. She rock me to the east, she rock me to the west. She's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, loo, bop, bamboo, hit it. Bam, boom, I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. A boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, loo, bop, lop, bam, boom.
Shit. That's Elvis Presley doing Tutti Frutti here on KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. That guitar player sounded drunk on the solo, didn't he? And old Elvis, I don't know, he sounded like he was just about had it by the time he got to the end of that thing. That song's a lot of work. It takes a lot of wind. Well, let's hear, listen to somebody who had some major chops. This guy could knock a wall down with his voice. Little Richard, 1956. Doing Tutti Frutti. Notice how, you know, notice how every original one is slower tempo. Have you noticed that? There was one really good groove. I liked Too Much Monkey Business by Elvis. But all the other ones, the original artist does it slower. It just sounds fatter to me. Maybe it's me. Is it me or is it you? I don't know. And here's another one. It's a sax solo again. You know, the feel that Elvis brought to it was sort of a rockabilly. He had a country kind of rockabilly thing, and he'd bring it over into this basically early soul music. So it had that sound. But let's listen to Tutti Frutti done by the guy who wrote it. Little Richard doing Tutti Frutti here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
She rocked to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 My wife, Bob, Lou, my blah, bum, bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, 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 bop. What you do to me, to the booty?
Little Richard on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing his song, Tutti Frutti. This is John Troy, and you're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. Now, the next song that we're going to juxtapose, two versions of, Elvis Presley's version, again, Little Richard. Elvis obviously loved Little Richard. I don't know if Little Richard felt the same way because Elvis kept grabbing his songs and making a million. But I don't know. Maybe Little Richard did well in royalties. I don't know. You can Google it and you can tell me when you find out. But Little Richard, I do know that he was sort of known for, he felt resentful that he didn't get, didn't have the recognition that he thought he deserved. And I think he probably had a strong case for that, because Elvis was like the king of the world, and Little Richard was every bit, if not more, of a stellar performer. And can you? I mean, he was a man. You know what I mean? That's the way things were, and that's the way things, in many ways, still are. Rip It Up, another Little Richard song. He put it out in 56. 2 months later, or a month later, Elvis had his version out. And I'm pretty sure probably by now Little Richard was developing a twitch, looking over his shoulder. Here's Elvis Presley doing Rip It Up here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. It's Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it up. I wanna rip it up. I wanna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I wanna rip it up. And a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. I shake on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it up. I wanna shake it up. I wanna rip it up. Gonna ball it up. I wanna rip it up. And
night. Along about 10, I'll be flying high. I walk on out in the open sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, but I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up.
Elvis Presley doing Rip It Up here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. So while that's still fresh in your brain, let's hear Little Richard's version of the same song here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have a time, cause it's Saturday night and I'm feeling fine. I'm on a rock it up.
Little Richard on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM doing his song Rip It Up. After we heard right before that, Rip It Up, same song by Elvis Presley. Now, here's another Little Richard song that Elvis wanted to do, Long Tall Sally. Yeah, this was 1956 again. So there are like three songs that came out in 56 by Little Richard, and Elvis Presley grabbed all three of them and recorded them himself. This first one I'm going to play is by Elvis. It has a guitar solo, and it's got some pretty wacky drums on the solo. Listen for those wacky drums here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he got the military, but he had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Cross Alley, she Bill Sweet Scott, everything that Uncle John needs on me.
That's Elvis Presley here on KX 93.5, Luna's Only FM, doing Long Tall Sally. You know, that drummer on during the solo, I sort of liked it. It sounded like a trash can going down the stairs. It was just the kind of goofiness I like. Well, let's hear the guy who wrote it. Little Richard. Again, Little Richard. 1956. His version of Long Tall Sally. On KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's a bit of a speech of God. Everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, in the alley, oh baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight.
Little Richard, here on KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM, doing Long Tall Sally. Well, you just heard Long Tall Sally by Elvis Presley and then Little Richard. Which one did you like better? Okay, now I'm going to leave Richard alone, finally, and move on to Elvis's version of James Taylor's Steamroller Blues. Now, James wrote it in 1970, and Elvis covered it in 1973. Here he is, and now in 1973, he was just 4 years before his death, and it's pretty tragic and sad. The story, Elvis, it makes me sad when I read about it. He was only 42 when he died, and people, when he recorded this one, people were talking about him already. People were worried about him. You know, the people who worked with him and were on the road with him. Like, going, what's going on, man? Because he was losing it, you know. He was in his blimp stage, and nodding out in the bathroom and all this stuff, and you can hear the deterioration. And it's a strange approach. They got this trombone just as low as it can go on this thing. You can hear it. It's in there. It sounds like a long elephant fart, and And this, and when in the first verse at the end, he goes, "I'm going to inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll," and yeah, he just doesn't whatever. Oh man, you can hear it; it's right there. So let's listen to Elvis do Steamroller Blues here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hog, steaming job. Play it up. Ho!
That's Elvis Presley doing Steamroller Blues. That song was written by James Taylor. It was actually a sort of a parody. I don't know if Elvis got that point. James was actually sort of making fun of a lot of the white blues cats in those days who were, to his way of thinking, sort of full of themselves. So it's kind of ironic. Anyway, James Taylor recorded it live in 1993, and we're going to listen to that now. But before we do, so not now, we're going to listen to it. But before we do, I want to tell you about a big KX 93.5 concert announcement. KX 93.5 has a huge announcement on July 14th at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow. It's about our second annual Festival of Music. Don't miss it. It's going to blow your mind, man. Okay. All right, and also coming up after me is Meeks with Big Sonic Experience. And what's the theme tonight, Meeks?
Industrial music.
Industrial. So get out your hard hats. All right, so let's listen to this really great recording, this great, great thing. James Taylor is a great thing and on the planet. Thank you, James, for being such a great thing and recording this great version of this song, Steamroller Blues, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
I'd really like to roll all over you. Listen, I'm a steamroller, baby. Like nothing but the thunder roll all on you. And I'd like to inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll. Did you develop the breath of band? Well, 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 I'm a theming next to fire. A churning urn, a burning funk. Rooting doors, a drinking diesel, drinking cup. Drop that thing and come back home to me. A churning urn, a burning funk. It's your turn. And I'm on the demolition derby for you, baby. Heck, there comes a steaming up. Oh, my train. I'm a deep palm bomb. I'm guaranteed to blow your mind. Every little once in a while. I'm a deep palm bomb for you, baby. Strong guarantee. And if I can't have the luck to take you home and keep you warm, that won't. And it just don't look like I might someday in the far distant future live. My steam rolling blues.
Oh, James, you make everyone so happy. That's James Taylor here on KX 93.5 doing his song, Steamroller Blues. We've been listening to Elvis Presley do covers of songs, and then we hear the original artist do songs, and we've had a chance to A-B them, as some people might put it. This is John Troy. You've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and thanks a lot for listening. Don't forget the big announcement here on KX 93.5. Laguna's Only FM, the big announcement tomorrow at 10 a.m. about the second annual Festival of Music. It's a big shock. It's going to blow your little brain. Okay? And coming up next is Meeks with Big Sonic Experience. Thanks a lot. We lost a jazz icon a few days ago, Charlie Hayden. And it's a big loss, a big hit to the jazz world. And we're going to go out with that. So thanks for listening. And good night.